Welcome to Rights Radio and the Rights Radio Power Hour. And today, we're featuring Puristat's effective formula for cleansing your body, losing weight, and restoring lost vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Joyce Starr. My guest is Vicki Cole, Puristat's digestive wellness expert. She holds a degree in nursing with specialized training in clinical nutrition and forensics. Vicki is a certified legal nurse consultant and a member of the International Association of Forensic Nurses. She has more than 5 years of experience in labor delivery, 5 years in forensics, and a specialization in oncological nursing that includes 3 years at a prestigious medical center in Texas. She was instrumental in the development of the customer care department at Puristat and is proud to be putting her experience and education to use to help people realize optimum health. Welcome, Vicki.
Thank you, Dr. Joyce Starr.
It's great to have you on the show. And you know, Vicki, today we're going to be talking about how much is your health worth? How much would people pay for health insurance if it could guarantee a longer, healthier, happier life with fewer medical problems? But Puristat, as I understand it, and as I've actually experienced it, offers a solution that might be even better than an insurance policy.
That is correct. We certainly do, and absolutely right. Your health is key to absolutely everything.
Talk a little bit about the background of Puristat and how it evolved, how it came into being. It's Puristat.com.
Correct. And Puristat has been around for about 8 to 10 years now and was the brainchild of a gentleman whose wife has had a few digestive issues along the road, and he decided that he needed to find a more natural way to help his wife. And Puristat was born from that and has really helped so many people along the way, and I am so excited to be a part of it.
Well, tell us what Puristat does. What kind of formula is it for digestive health?
We have a number of formulas for digestive health. We have a colon cleansing formula. We also have a liver cleansing formula, our outstanding multivitamin advanced supplementation, which has all the vitamins and nutrients that you could ever need for your body, as well as digestive enzymes. We also have digestive enzymes by themselves, boost energy enhancer to really just kind of build your body up, give you that boost of energy that you need sometimes. We also have our Absorb, which is a fat grabber to help get rid of some of the fat that you ingest. Great products. Absolutely fantastic.
I've actually been taking those vitamins, and I also took the colon cleanse, and I can vouch for it, Vicki. I don't like to talk about products on my show that I haven't actually tried. And this is a very slippery slope, because if you take a product, even a vitamin, that disagrees with your body, you can be in big trouble, much worse trouble than you were before you started. And so I've experienced your products, and I know that they're absolutely wonderful. But people will have many questions, as I did, and I think it would be useful if we could walk through some of those questions.
Absolutely, yes.
Great. And the first might be, does cleansing actually help fight fatigue?
It certainly does. When you reduce the workload of all of your cleansing organs, such as your colon and your liver, that cleansing is going to help eliminate toxins that have been built up and absorbed into the body. That helps your overall energy. And then in addition to that, the ginseng that's in our boost, that helps to give you an extra burst of energy, that energetic feeling that you sometimes can lose when you're doing a cleansing process. And that seems to be just enormous. Going through, doing that cleanse, using the boost along with that, just really gets rid of that fatigue, because our bodies can get so weighed down with the toxins.
And the ginseng actually continues in some way to remove toxins, or what does it do for you aside from the moment that you're taking the detoxification formula?
It is actually helping to increase and continue that cleansing process and that boost of energy long after you've completed your cleanse.
Okay. Now, many people are going to ask, this is a delicate question, but does cleansing help with hemorrhoids? Something very uncomfortable, of course.
It actually does, because your hemorrhoids are caused by straining that sometimes is necessary to eliminate hard stools, which can happen for a number of different reasons, lack of dietary fiber, medications that you may be taking. Those all can cause all kinds of problems, and constipation is one of the biggest ones. While you're going through and you're straining, it's actually causing stoppage of the toxins and stoppage of all of the fecal matter that you're trying to get rid of. And what happens is it's a buildup of tissue that happens that causes the hemorrhoids. When you increase your fiber intake and you do a cleanse at the same time, it's decreasing the strain that's caused on the colon and the rectal area. So it helps shrink the hemorrhoids, which helps to heal them, and allows passage of the stool much easier without all the straining.
You've written on your website that the average person can have 5 to 25 pounds of waste in their body. That's quite a bleak thought.
Yes, it is. And we definitely can have quite a bit of buildup in our systems. If we think of from the time that we are small children, all of the foods that we put into our bodies, all of the liquids we've taken in, and the processing that the foods that we eat and the beverages that we drink go through these days, we're getting very little of the nutrients out of them, more of that processed chemical waste. And that continues to build up in our system over years and years. So we can have quite a bit of waste that is sitting in our system.
And even after the cleanse, is it gone entirely or some of it remains? How does one view that experience?
You may actually, at the end of a cleanse, still have a little residual that is remaining there, which is why I really do strongly recommend maintenance cleanses. About every 3 to 4 months, you should do just a colon cleanse just to maintain your results. Make sure that if there is any residual, you're getting rid of that as well as anything new that may be building up along the way.
We're all familiar with the sad stories of those who have a disease of the colon. Now, how would colon cleansing help in such a case?
A lot of diseases of the colon, your irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, diverticulosis, they're a weakening and a loss of elasticity of the colon. What you're doing when you do a colon cleanse with those particular issues is you're helping to tone and strengthen that colon muscle, because it is a muscle just like every other muscle in our body, and it needs a bit of a workout to stay well toned. That's what your colon cleanse does. It's like a little mini workout for the colon. So it's helping to strengthen up everything, tone it, get rid of all the old fecal matter, which is getting rid of any infection that may be in there, any kind of inflammation that may be occurring, and those toxins in the old fecal matter. So your colon is able to actually work better on its own, more efficiently, and with a healthier outlook for your entire digestive well-being.
But when we hear that somebody has a disease of the colon, we think it's quite fatal and horrible and no hope at all. From what you're saying, that is not the case.
It is not the case. Quite often, the regular medical community says that there's not a lot that can be done for a number of different disorders. That's why so many more people, and a lot of physicians as well, are now turning towards the natural remedies, because those are more in tune with the body, and you're actually able to get a lot of relief from your natural remedies, from your natural healing products that are available on the market.
So a diagnosis of a colon disease does not have to be a death knell for the person or their family. They don't have to live in the type of fear that they've lived in for all these decades, and from what you're saying, perhaps it's the very medications that people have been taking to cure these phenomena, which maybe they didn't make them worse, but they certainly didn't help. Whereas now we're going back to natural alternatives?
Correct.
Would I be correct?
you would be absolutely correct. So often some of the medications that are being taken can have some side effects, and some of those side effects, those can actually be the things that are causing a little bit of irritability in the colon or in the digestive system.
What about parasite removal? Is it effective for parasite removal?
Colon cleansing is effective for parasite removal because we have a built-in probiotic that goes along with the product. That probiotic, which is good bacteria that normally occurs in the digestive system, it's washed out not only by doing the cleanse itself, which it does wash out the good as well as the bad, but it can also be washed out by medications that we're taking. It can be washed out by toxins that have built up, which will allow an overabundance of bad bacteria. That's an absolute haven for all the parasites. So we cleanse out everything that's in there, replace that good bacteria. Those parasites don't like to see any of that. They don't like that cayenne pepper. It burns them quite a bit, and they're flushed out of the system, the parasites and the eggs that they lay.
So this is an interesting thought, and I think we should emphasize it a bit more, and that is most people are unaware that parasites are attracted to an area of our body that doesn't have healthy, whatever you might call bacteria, healthy bacteria, is that how you would put it?
Correct.
To fight them back?
Right.
Okay. So there's a void there. And the parasites go in where the healthy bacteria have disappeared. But if we put those healthy bacteria back in, the parasites will then leave?
The parasites will be depleted, yes. There won't be any resources left for them anymore. The buildup of the waste is gone, which they were liking to feed off of. The bad bacteria is gone, replaced by the good. They're not happy with that either. And that flushes them out of your system.
What's interesting about what you say is the idea that your colon is exercising. And I don't think I've heard anybody put it quite that way before. It makes a very sensitive topic and sometimes one that's very, it's distasteful to talk about, really. But yet it puts it in a completely different light when you think about your colon exercising.
Yes.
I like that. Send it to the gym.
Yes, it sure does. A little mini gym for the colon.
All right. How about increasing your fiber intake? We hear so much about fiber, so many different kinds of fiber. What does Puristat do about that? And what should we know about the increase of fiber in our bodies?
Increasing fiber is one excellent way to do a few things. First of all, it's a great way to make sure that you're not suffering from any kind of constipation. It gives you some definite regularity to your digestive system. It also helps if you're looking to lose weight or maintain the weight that you currently have, because fiber helps to fill us up. Another thing that your fiber does is also help to decrease the possibility of parasitic infections and candida infections.
But can you get enough fiber from your food? Do you really have to take a supplement?
These days, it's very difficult to get all the fiber that you need from your food. And I really do strongly recommend a fiber supplement. And the Puristat Preserve, which is a psyllium fiber supplement, is absolutely excellent. Because none of us lead a perfect lifestyle where we can sit down and we can have our seven servings of fruits or vegetables or whole grains. And we may not eat as much fish or chicken or turkey as what we need to either. The fiber supplement is a great way to make sure our body does get the fiber that it needs.
What is inside of your multivitamin? Again, I've been taking it, and as I told you from the outset, after taking it only for a few weeks, it was a comfortable vitamin, if we could put it that way. A, it comes in a little packet, in fact, two packets, one for morning and one for evening. And previously, I felt the vitamin going down my system, and I didn't like vitamins very much, but yours is different, and I wonder why.
A lot has to do with the way that the vitamins have been put together. You've got your AM packet and your PM packet. So it's being split into something that's at least a little easier for a lot of people to handle. Sometimes vitamin supplements can be rather overwhelming. They can be too large to take, too cumbersome, too much to have to remember which vitamins do I take when with what other supplements. So we've made that part a lot easier. And because our vitamins have all the nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that your body needs, as well as digestive enzymes and probiotics built into them, you're getting the extra added benefit of being able to take digestive enzymes along with your multivitamins to help break your foods down better, which means the vitamins are actually being broken down better in your system, so you're getting more out of those as well. And your probiotics to help maintain the wellness of your digestive system.
Do you have to change your diet while you're cleansing?
Very, very minimally. We recommend for the very best results when you're doing your cleanse that you try to have fruits in the morning or incorporate fruit into, say, maybe you're having a little bit of a grain bar. You want to try to incorporate more fruit first thing in the morning. Your fruit has a higher fiber content. It also has a bigger water content. You want the fiber and the water pulled into the colon right away so that that's helping to loosen everything in the colon, get everything moving along a little bit easier in your system. And fruits are the easiest for your body to digest. They go through very rapidly. And then we suggest that you try to split apart. Now, this one is a little more difficult. I even have trouble with this. Splitting apart your proteins from your major starchy carbohydrates. And when I'm talking about major starchy carbohydrates, I mean your white rice, your white potatoes, your white pasta, those very starchy things that if you put just a little bit of water to them, they almost make like an Elmer's glue consistency. We say to split those apart into separate meals because your proteins and your starchy carbohydrates take two completely different enzymes to be able to digest in your system. When you eat both of them together, what you end up with is an absolute food traffic jam. Nothing moves. That food can sit there for a good 6 hours, 8 hours. For some people, it's even longer than that. That really sets you up for a lot of constipation. Chance for parasitic infection, candida yeast infection overgrowth, a host of all kinds of things. So if you can split those apart, that's probably one of the biggest issues of all. And then make sure that you're increasing your water intake as well. And when I say water, you don't have to just have the water that's bottled water or your distilled water or purified water. Your fruit juices are water-based.
Lemonade. Soup? How about soup is water?
Soup is water-based.
Okay.
Lemonade, if you happen to like decaffeinated tea, it's water-based as well.
Is there anything wrong with caffeinated tea?
You want to try to avoid the caffeine, if at all possible. If you have one, maybe two glasses of a caffeinated beverage, that's fine. But your caffeine can really kind of slow down part of your cleansing process.
I've read, actually, that the caffeine increases your metabolism.
It can increase your metabolism, yes.
But slow down the cleansing.
But it'll slow down your cleanse.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Now, I find, I may be unusual in this regard, but I love to have fruit inside my salad at dinner. Nothing makes me happier than to have lettuce and melons and grapes along with whatever else I might want to have, and that could be a little bit of meat or perhaps a pasta and some vegetables. Is that a bad combination at night?
It's really not a bad combination because you're getting your fiber, you're getting your water, so it's helping to fill your body up with the fiber and the water content you need. So it's going to actually help to do more cleansing for you. Now, you don't want to have it too late at night. If you're having around the dinner hour, that's fine.
Of course, we have to ask, whose dinner hour? Is this American early evening, 6 o'clock, or is it a Middle Eastern hour, which is more like 10, or Greek, which is more like midnight?
Right.
But mine is about 8 o'clock.
I would say if you're having it anywhere between, say, 5 and, say, 8 o'clock in the evening, mm-hmm. that's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Now, fruit by itself is a snack before you go to bed. That's not a problem at all.
What shouldn't you have? What shouldn't you have before you go to bed? What's terrible?
You don't want to have those potato chips.
Aha.
You don't want to have the cookies or the brownies or the cakes. Those things that are going to sit on your system all night long. Because your digestive system, just like the rest of your body, does shut down at night. So anything that you're eating after, say, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening, it's going to sit there most likely for the rest of the night.
What about pudding and Jell-O, soft things, or ice cream?
Your pudding, your Jell-O, if they're your sugar-free puddings or Jell-Os, not as bad. Your Jell-O is better because it is clear, and your sugar-free Jell-O can fall into a water category.
Aha.
Your pudding is a little more of a dairy product. You want to kind of avoid that. Your ice cream, because of the sugar as a dairy, you really want to steer clear of that, especially late at night.
Why is it the sugar part or the dairy part that's more of a problem?
Good question. It's actually a combination of the two. The sugar sitting in your body all night long can actually begin a yeast infection. And it's a yeast overgrowth that's known as candida, which can cause a host of digestive issues, gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation. None of those are fun. Your dairy, because it is so very difficult for your body to digest, it also has a tendency to sit there most all night long. And that will set you up for quite a bit of gas and constipation as well.
What about lactose-free dairy products and milk, for example?
Such as your soy milk.
Or lactose-free organic lactose-free milk, which I happen to, I never thought in a million years I'd find it attractive or tasteful, but it is. I really enjoy it.
It is. It is, very much so. I say that you can go ahead and have those in the evening. It's not a dairy product. It's more of a protein.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So it does not react the same way. Now, if you're having it very late at night, if you're having that at 11 o'clock or midnight, I really suggest that you go more with your water.
But you know, Vicki, you're giving someone an idea out there for a great new industry. Lactose-free pudding and lactose-free ice cream.
Absolutely.
Because it's easy to get lactose-free milk, but not the others. Although, I guess you could, what if you just took a lactose supplement with those items? Would that help or not be enough?
It would help a little, but mm-hmm. not enough, because your body is still going to try to produce the enzymes it needs to break those down. And after 7, 8 o'clock in the evening, it's really not going to respond to your digestive system's needs.
So effectively, the companies that are producing all of those sweets for us at night when we seem to crave them the most are not doing us any favors.
No, they are not. And they'd be doing us a wonderful favor if they would come out with it lactose-free.
Mm-hmm. I see a gold mine ahead.
Oh, yes.
How soon will the individual begin to see results with your cleansing products?
When they're doing our cleanse, typically people have told me, and I've experienced it myself doing our cleanse, it's usually between day 4 and day 7. What they're noticing is 1, possibly 2 additional bowel movements a day. They're softer. They are a bit larger. Definitely easier to pass, but they're not anything causing diarrhea nor cramping. That's what I love about the program.
And what about stones? Those who've accumulated all kinds of stones in their body, can this help them break them down in any way? Or Is there a danger, for example, if stones begin to break, one could perhaps land in the hospital or not?
Most often, if you have stones, they are passing through your system without a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
I have not talked with anyone who has had a problem going through doing our cleanse because it is so very gentle, of the stones breaking apart and causing any kind of a problem that they've had to rush off to the hospital for. It is possible with any product that could be an issue. There are medications that doctors have given to patients to help dissolve stones that have done the exact same kind of a thing. Because it does go through the body sometimes a little too quickly, it could break off kind of a sharp piece that can cause a little bleeding. That's when they end up going to the hospital. But I have not ever experienced that with our cleanse at all. And I've had many, many, many people tell me that they have passed stones.
How many years have you been talking to people about this product?
I have been talking with people on the PureSap products now for just about 4 years.
So 4 years of people using this process, and not one has complained of a stone causing a major problem that forced them to go for medical help.
Not one. They
That's
have
amazing.
Called me and rejoiced that they have passed their stone and they are now pain-free.
Oh, so happy to see that stone go.
Yes.
Bye. Well, I think the reason that this is important to me, Vicki, is because I was a searcher looking for solutions to all these problems, as we all are. We don't talk about it a great deal, but we're looking for solutions. And the problem is that there are many out there, and one has no idea which is most reliable and which will cause the least damage, not only the most effective, but the least damage. And what I love about your products and your process is that you as a nurse are there to speak to people. You were there to talk to me when I first called, and that's how I met you. And that's how I was so, came to such an enthusiasm for your products and process that I wanted to have you on the show. But this is really a big dilemma for people. Who can I trust?
Yes. Yes. When there are so many products on the market and so many saying this is a cure-all for everything that's wrong with you. One of the things that we go through is tell you that this is an absolute cure-all for everything. Yes, it has helped many, many people. I have spoken with a few people who have had problems that our product helped to a certain extent, but it wasn't quite enough because they had some kind of an impaction. They come to find out later on after completing the cleanse, the results weren't quite as good because the initial problem they thought that they had, that wasn't the entire picture, and it was something more complicated.
But you're there to talk to them.
That's right. I am.
This is not, like going into GNC and you buy it off the shelf and you have nobody to talk to but a salesperson.
That's right. That's right. And I love that about my job. I enjoy being able to talk with people. I enjoy being able to direct them where the product is going to help them the most.
And also, you've had so many experiences with people that's helped refine your own general experience with this process.
Absolutely.
And I call it a process because if people think that they're going to pop a pill and clean their body, that's just crazy.
That's true. That's true. You have to make some changes along with everything else that you do to help your body.
Now, you offer a 7 and 14 and 21-day program. What's that all about?
The programs are different because, one, everyone is different. Two, they're based on what your body's particular needs are. The 7-day cleanse, if you're basically healthy, you're having 3 good bowel movements a day, which is what we should be having is 3. Not one every few days, 3 every day. Every meal you eat, you should be evacuating afterwards. The 7-day is for generally healthy people who are not having issues or those who are looking to do their maintenance cleansing. That is a terrific program for them. It helps to flush out anything that may have built up since their last cleanse or make certain that anything that may be in their system now is completely flushed out. Our 14-day cleanse, that is perfect for someone who's never done a cleanse before. Might be a little bit intimidated by something that's a 30-day program, as some of them are out on the market. So we have a 14-day cleanse, shorter in duration, so it's easier to get through it from start to finish. Because you're not making huge dietary changes or life changes all at once, because that can also be overwhelming. That 14-day is spending just that amount of time to cleanse your system out, boost up your energy, make you feel a lot better, and is including the vitamins, the minerals, the digestive enzymes, and the probiotics to put your body back on the right track to being healthy and well. The 21-day cleanse that we have, that's designed for those people, such as myself, who have irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, possibly diverticulosis. They may have years of constipation, which can be from disease processes, medications that they're taking. That one spends a whole 21 days cleansing the colon, toning the colon, evacuating the system, using the vitamins to give you the nutrients, the digestive enzymes to help break down your foods again, and the probiotics to put the good bacteria back in to create a healthy, well digestive system.
I heard about a nurse, actually, in an emergency ward who she went to the restroom once a month. Is that true?
I have heard that, yes.
Mm-hmm. How does a woman stay alive in that case? How does she make it?
She must eat a very small amount.
Mm-hmm.
She would, in my opinion, be extremely uncomfortable.
Can you imagine having that in your system and being in the emergency ward of a hospital with all the stress involved?
And that stress can play such a role in our digestive well-being on an overall basis, causing us problems just from the stress, let alone the on-the-run eating that nurses do quite often, the toxins that build up from that food, from the stress, from running here and there. All of that can play such a role on your digestive system. Then having the buildup of constipation with the relief only partially coming once a month. And I'm saying partially because only once in a month is not going to get rid of everything that's built up in her system.
She's a walking weapon.
She is, yes, and she must be
poor
so
soul.
Tired.
Well, what are the negative side effects that might occur while cleansing?
Truly, there are not really any negative side effects. Every once in a great while, I will talk with someone who they may be rather sensitive to some medications, and it can cause them just a slight bit of diarrhea, maybe a little bit of nausea, every once in a while a headache, fever, or chills. Usually that will only last about the first 24 hours, if even that long. It passes and they have no problems after that. But every once in a while, a little bit of diarrhea can happen when you're really sensitive to medications. If you really have a problem with aspirin or even vitamins upset your system, I recommend for people like that starting at a slightly reduced dose on our cleanse. And I work with people all the time to go through and make sure that they're getting the most out of the program and it's comfortable, because this should be comfortable.
And it can help your hair and your skin and your nails?
It definitely can, yes. Because your hair, your skin, your nails are all considered to be vital organs. Cleansing helps every part of your body from head to toe inside out and upside down.
Talk for a moment about stress. You mentioned it here, but I think it's very important, and we need to understand how stress affects our digestion. If we feel that we're regular and that everything else is going well, is there kind of a hidden weapon there that we're not seeing, maybe not even feeling, but taking its toll?
There definitely can be, yes. Stress can cause a few different things to happen in the body. One of the things that stress can cause is an overproduction or underproduction of stomach acid. Underproduction is going to make it very difficult for your body to digest the foods that you're eating, so your food's going to tend to sit in your digestive system for too long. An overproduction, your foods can be going through so very rapidly that you're getting a buildup of the acid in your stomach. Stress can also cause the nutrients you're getting from your foods, and if you are taking a multivitamin, to pass through your system without them actually being delivered to the cells like they need to be. So you're really getting a bit of a malabsorption that's going on because you're not getting the nutrients you are. It also has a definite effect on how often you're having a bowel movement. Stress can slow down your colon. It can also be responsible for irritable bowel syndrome, where it's going too rapidly through your system, or where it's creating the absolute havoc that a lot of people I've talked with have had. One time, you're having terrible diarrhea. 10 minutes later, you are so constipated that you just cannot have a bowel movement no matter what you try to do. And they go through this up and down seesaw quite often. And stress can be exactly what is causing that.
Is there something, a particular chemical that's released? What happens?
There are a number of different chemicals that can be released. Hyaluronic acid. That can actually be responsible for a lot of the digestive problems. If you don't have enough acid being released, your body is not able to break the foods down. Too much, it's breaking it down too rapidly. You have a number of different hormones. Those can wreak havoc on your system. Your insulin, too much, too little, can throw off your sugar balance. That can cause a host of problems digestively, including your candida yeast.
Do you find that if people purify in this way, that it can be life-changing? Can it really affect even their relationships with other people because perhaps they feel happier and lighter and fresher?
Yes, absolutely. It can just really change your total overall outlook, not only on how well your digestive system is working, but how your entire body is working so much better. You just feel well. When you don't feel well and you haven't for a long time, you feel pretty good. But when you do a cleanse and you suddenly realize that this is what healthy feels like, I've been missing the boat. I don't ever want to feel any other way except this healthy. And you just radiate everything to everyone that you talk with, that you come in contact with, and it does really change the lives of people every day.
I like that sentence. This is what healthy feels like.
It is.
I like it
is.
Very much. I really do. And it brings me to a thought, and that is every once in a while, I, like others, will crave something that all of the ads tell us we shouldn't crave, like a wonderful, rich cheese that the French eat every day, and we don't allow ourselves to eat once a year. I have the feeling that if we were to go back to those wonderful, rich foods, not rich because they're cake and sugar, but rich because they're naturally rich, that we'd be a lot happier.
Yes.
And based on what you're saying, is there a reason why we can't be eating those foods?
There is not a reason why we cannot be eating those foods. Now, if they cause a slight bit of digestive t- turmoil, for mm-hmm. lack of a better word, a little upset stomach, maybe a little heartburn. That's when I would say take the digestive enzymes. Help your body learn to break down those foods a little bit better. You're not going to be relying all the time on the digestive enzymes. They are something like all the rest of our products to help your body do what it should be doing naturally. It's a reminder.
I mean, really, what you're trying to convey to people is that it, in a sense, it's like going back hundreds of years when our bodies were healthier because they were less contaminated. Now your products help a person go back while going forward at the same time, going back to a more pristine situation.
Correct, correct. And that is one of the things that I encourage people to do while they're doing their cleanse. Try to eat more natural foods, more mm-hmm. of your organic foods. The closer you're eating to the natural state of a food, the better it's going to be for your body. Such as if you have a choice between apple juice and the apple itself, eat the apple. It doesn't go through all the processing and refinement that even the apple juice goes through.
What about organic versus non-organic?
I would go with the organic over the non-organic. Less chemicals go into the organic and on the organic. So it's better for your body, less toxins, less chemicals, less processing your body has to go through.
How about the question of gluten, being gluten sensitive and gluten intolerance, etc.? How does that come into the mix here?
There are so many people who are having problems with gas, with bloating, with indigestion, who are thinking that they may have some kind of a food allergy, or maybe they just suddenly have a sensitivity to a particular way that they're eating food, thinking that they must have something really wrong with their bodies because foods that they've been eating all their lives, they can't seem to eat anymore. Their body just won't process them. Quite often, these foods are your oats, your grains, your barleys, sometimes even your sugars. The best way to know, truly, if you think that you may have a problem with gluten, stop eating those particular foods, kind of do a reverse process. Stop eating all of those, then one at a time, reintroduce them to your body. You'll notice when you get rid of the particular foods and you're feeling really well, everything's going along, digesting beautifully in your body, when you reintroduce them one at a time, your body's going to tell you right away, no, I don't like this, I'm not happy with it, don't give it to me. That will let you know that, yes, that is the issue, it is gluten. Now, one of the things that really helps tremendously besides the digestive enzymes we have are those multivitamins, because it has the L-glutathione that is so very valuable to helping heal your digestive system. I have many, many clients that I work with who they take just the multivitamins faithfully every single day. They don't have near the problems now that they did 3 months ago.
What's in the evening vitamin?
Oh, let's see. In the evening vitamin, and I don't have it right here in front of me, are the two multivitamins.
They're the same as in the morning, but two in the evening. I mean, two of those main vitamins, and then I think there's a fish capsule.
There's the omega-3 fatty acid
mm-hmm.
that is included in there. I'm trying to remember if that's the one that has the digestive enzyme with it or if that's the potassium, calcium, phosphorus.
But we do know that one's in the morning and one's in the evening.
Correct.
And those will not, will any of those, for example, is there an hour where you should not take them after a certain hour because they will give you too much energy, for example, if one can have too much energy?
some of us, yes, we can actually have too
yeah.
much energy.
I know, I've been accused of that.
So have I.
Okay.
You can actually take them as late as 7 o'clock in the evening.
But not later.
I would not take them later than that. I've experienced it myself, taking them at like 9 o'clock in the evening, because I wanted to get them in that day, and I was late doing it, and I found that I still had too much energy that day, and I was ready to clean the entire house.
Okay, so now if we have to clean the entire house, we know what to do.
Absolutely.
But can we take them all at one time? For example, if someone says, well, I'm not going to remember the evening, so I'm just going to take both of these packets in the morning. Can they do that?
You really want to split them apart.
Okay.
There's a reason why they are built into an AM pack and a PM pack. Mm-hmm. Not all your vitamins and all your supplements should be taken together.
Okay.
Some of them, if they are taken together, they will either cancel one another out and you get no benefit of it at all on either supplement or vitamin you're taking. Or one will actually overshadow everything else that you're trying to take with it. Your fish oil, that should really be taken in the evening. Should not be taken in the mornings when your body is at its most active. It has better benefits when you take it in the evening and you're not taking it with, say, your heavier foods throughout the day, when you're not trying to pair it up with your B vitamin complex that you may be taking along with your digestive enzymes. You want to make sure that those are all split apart.
But if a fish oil should not be taken with heavy food and your dinner tends to be your heaviest meal, is that a problem?
Well, you're taking it at the end of the day with that.
All right.
What we found is if you take that omega first thing in the morning, all of your food all day long for a lot of people is building up throughout the day. It's really slowing down the benefit that you would be getting from the omega. So
this is so important. I'm really glad you said this, because I can tell you that for most of the years that I was taking the fish oil before I came to your little packets, I was popping them in the morning. Popping that fish oil in the morning, not in the evening at all. As a matter of fact, I always wondered why I was it in the evening packet and not the morning.
You get much more benefit to your body having the omega in the evening.
Well, I love this because now I understand it so much better, and that is you would perhaps advise that the afternoon packet be taken maybe in the late afternoon, 4 or 5. Would that be the best time?
I do recommend that you try to take it at that time if it is at all possible.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then, you know, take it, say, maybe 15, 30 minutes before you're going to eat.
Or how about lunchtime? Is that too close to the morning packet?
Lunchtime would be a little bit too close. You really want to try to give at least 8 to 10 hours in between.
Oh, then that's a good guideline.
Yes.
Whatever time you took it in the morning, take it 8 hours later.
Right, right.
Okay, all right. What about the overall experience? You know, we're talking about where we are today in our very strange history, but centuries ago, do people have these problems? Are we in a vastly different situation today?
Some of these problems were around at that time, certainly, though not to the degree that they are now. Things such as irritable bowel syndrome, which had been known as maybe spastic colon, that has been around for a little while. But your gluten intolerance, candida yeast overgrowth, diverticulitis, diverticulosis, these things are newer to our society, and it's due to all the overprocessing that our foods go through, the overstimulation and overgrowth of planting foods that have to happen for our resources to occur to feed everyone. Everything is so overstimulated, from the soil that we're eating to the animals that we are ingesting, that it sets our bodies up for a less well state than it was even 50 years ago. We got much more out of the foods we ate 50 years ago as far as our nutrients that kept our bodies healthier than what we get today.
That's pretty sad, wouldn't you say?
That is very sad, and it's very disconcerting. But it's one more reason that making sure you're taking care of your body naturally to make it as healthy as it can possibly be is the best insurance you have for a long, healthy life.
We have only about 4 minutes left, so before we go to our final question, can you please share the details about Purestat, your website, and how people can reach you?
Absolutely. I am available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 1-800-492-4984. And our website, which you can contact me on as well, we have a live chat available. I also have my email on there, so you can email me questions anytime at all. The website is www.purestat, that's purestat.com.
That's terrific. Thank you. I want to kind of close here, and as I said, we only have really a couple minutes, but let's talk about the liver. It's so important, and how cleansing can really help one of the most important organs in our body.
Absolutely. Our liver, which is responsible for well over 500 different processes each and every minute of the day.
Is 500.
And that's just really touching the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more that it does, even beyond just that 500. So it is a very, very vital organ. It processes for our entire body. All of the blood supply coming in, going out, foods coming in, going out, medications, everything that passes through our body has to pass through the liver. That is a very vital organ. When you're going through and you're looking at something that is responsible for making certain that our bones are as strong as they can be, our digestive system is as healthy as it can be, our heart is strong and pumping like it should be, the pancreas works correctly, the kidneys, everything works as well as it possibly can, that all goes back to your liver. So you want to make certain that you've done what you can to help your liver stay strong and healthy and clean. Digestive cleansing, that's it. The liver cleanse from Purestat is a very, very gentle system. It has your milk thistle in it, has your L-glutathione in it, so you're cleansing and healing. So that you're allowing your liver to be able to do the job it should be able to do on its own. So it cleanses everything better. It has the ability to rejuvenate itself. And that's one of the few real characteristics that the liver has over a lot of our other organs. It can rejuvenate and regenerate itself to a certain extent. Making sure you do a liver cleanse is the best way to help your body stay strong and healthy. Get that liver functioning well, and you will notice a big difference in your energy level overall.
Vicki, I want to thank you for an excellent discussion on a very difficult but crucially important topic. I can't recommend your website and your products more highly than I am right now, and that's because I'm a user. And I hope that you're going to join me on another show because I loved having you and your articulate description of the entire process.
I would be thrilled to join you again, Dr. Joyce Starr.
Great. All right. And this is Dr. Joyce Starr from RightsRadio.com and StarPublications.com. That's Star, S-T-A-R-R, Publications.com. And we'll be looking forward to speaking with you again on our next show. Bye-bye.